Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, if you listen to 98FM in the mornings, you will hear the very, very fun and catchy game that is Matchy Matchy with Rebecca and Brendan on The Big Breakfast. Basically, all you have to do is match a word with either Rebecca or Brendan. Like, so for example, Paul, if I give you moon, what would you say?
Pig.
Moon pig, yeah. Okay. I would have thought moon landing.
Why?
I don't know. I'm weird when it comes to Matchy Matchy because I listen all the time and my words are always so different to everyone else's.
I also like moonhead. Moonhead.
Moonhead?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like an insult to somebody.
A moonhead?
Look at the big moonhead in him. You never heard that?
No, thank God I haven't heard that. So you have to match three words with one of the guys in order to be in with a chance of winning some incredible prizes. Now this morning, George in Churchtown played and one of his words was lamb. What would you say?
Chops.
I would say the very same thing. But George said casserole.
George, it could be posh. Like a posh lamb casserole. Do you know what I mean? Like that's what I think. But then you just don't know though.
You don't know what anyone is thinking. Yeah. The way I said moon landing and you were like, what? Like,
moon pig.
This is the equivalent. Moon pig. There you go. George and Churchill. Like lamb casserole. I mean, that's a fancy dinner.
It did get me thinking though. Like it makes you beg to think about the difference between a lamb chop or a lamb casserole.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have either, to be honest with you.
Casserole was something that you would never really see coming. You know, your ma was busy with other stuff if there was a casserole on the pot.
I just remember in our house, like if the big pot was brought out, put up on the counter, you knew you were having casserole for dinner. And can I just say, it's not my favourite dinner.
Casserole, why?
No.
What is a casserole? Because no. Is casserole kind of like a stew that people have these different kind of like iterations of what it should be?
Yeah, like my definition would be that kind of casserole. Well, casserole I think is more like a, like you put that in the oven, whereas a stew is the one that you put on the
hob pot
and it's cooking for about 18 hours.
Yeah.
Like so long. The stew I have the bigger problem with.
Why?
It's not great, like, but it's just a load of things like chucked into a pot and it's let again like for 18 hours. It's watery, like, no.
Watery.
It's watery.
It's like overcrowded soup.
Yeah.
But did you have a thing where you knew, like, because as a kid, we always knew the schedule of dinners.
Mm.
Like, you knew on a Monday she was going to lash out every single vegetable known to man and it was going to be something disgusting like a pork chop or a, like a manky, like, I don't know, just a manky something.
Well, see, there you go. Because we always used to have the stew on a Monday because then you're having stew Tuesday, Wednesday, and if you're lucky, you get it on a Thursday as well.
Our stew was always on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Same thing, you can have it for a couple of days then.
And then you'd know it was kicking into a Thursday. I almost think our parents have set us up for failure about looking forward to the weekend because, like, dinners alone would have, like, kind of set me up as to where I was going. Like, if my ma cracked out a vegetable on a Friday, I was like, Carol, what are you thinking? Like, what are you doing?
This What's is your logic?
This is bad parenting. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, actually, yeah. Kind of Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays had to be the unhealthiest dinner. Like, you
fish
know,
Friday.
Out of fairness, come on.
Like, a fish Friday.
Fish Friday was a thing as
or
well.
Or else on a Saturday, I used to love, because we've talked TV theme tunes before, but I used to love that I could hear the Gladiator theme tune whilst eating a big, fat, dirty fry for my dinner on a Saturday.
Yes, or the X Factor be coming on.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit older than that now, but...
The fries back in the early 2000s, no? Late 2000s, I guess that was.
I still eat fries for dinner now. I think, well, a grill, like I'd have a sexy grill.
And you know what? They taste nicer in the evening than they do in the morning. And that is a fact and a hill I will die on.
And the plate can be like a mountain, like the Wicklow mountain full of sausages and
full of
bits.
Grease as well.
No, you have to. No, 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 no.
Really?
No, not a fry. It has to be all grilled. Turkey sausages, turkey bacon.
Ah, you're so healthy.
No, but I think they're tastier. Because the grease in a big dirty saucy makes you feel bleh.
Like it a just bit makes sick you... afterwards.
Yes.
Okay, fair. I get it from that perspective. Okay, the right amount of grease, so, is what we need. My least favourite dinner out of all of it, because I know we've mentioned the stew, we've mentioned the fry. Love a fry for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be the pork chops. Surely, right? If you're listening right now, do you agree with me in saying that pork chops are the worst dinner? They're so dry, it's like eating a bit of rubber.
Yeah.
Now, it might be something to do with the way that my mother cooked them. Love the woman to bits. She's not the best in the kitchen. pork chops. Oh, ruin my day when I found out we'd be having them for
dinner. What was the one you used to have with the white sauce? Was that a pork chop? It's not a fish sauce. It's like a pork.
It's a white sauce.
A white cream sauce.
I don't know.
Drop us a text. Let us know. 0877 98 98 98. Yvonne has texted us in at rabbit stew.
Oh,
My dad used to cook the best. I am sorry, but you leave poor Thumper alone.
Oh no. It's like other people having like liver and like heart and stuff like that. Oh no. Okay, worst dinners in your house. Let us know on 0877 98 98 98. And also, if they were the worst dinners when you were a kid, do you still make them now as an adult, or are you just traumatised?
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
But at the moment we're talking about dinners. This is off the back of Matchy Matchy this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast, where George, who was in Churchtown, said casserole with the word lamb, and we were kind of thinking to ourselves, oh, lamb casserole for dinner? I wouldn't be the biggest fan of it now, nor a lamb chop either. So we're chatting about the dinners that you kind of dread more so when you were a kid, but also when you're a kid it takes you into adulthood as well, because I still don't want a pork chop or a lamb chop today.
I was just about to say, do you still have PTSD about wanting to have a pork chop? Like if somebody put a pork chop in front of me, I would be violently ill.
No. Even, and also when you knew that like your mom was making it for dinner, it would change the whole mood of your day.
Yeah.
Like my day would be ruined.
I'd be so annoyed. I would storm upstairs, but I couldn't actually say why, because I was like, I'll come across like a demented child.
No, and you want to seem grateful because like it's a dinner. And you didn't have to make it, and you're only running in from school and it's in front of you.
Even we were out in the Priory Market in Tala last Thursday.
That was Tuesday. Yeah.
And we had, was it pork or lamb? Lamb. And I said I hated lamb.
Mm.
And I ate it thinking, I didn't know what it was. And then I found out it was lamb. Warren in Park 27, Fair play to him, because I'm now like, I'm going back for more.
But see, I think it's all to do with how it's cooked.
Cooked, yes.
Because I said about the pork chops, and I also mentioned, sorry to my mom, I know she's not listening, but she's not the greatest, you know, cooks, you know, that kind of way. So I think it was probably the way that she made it. Whereas if I was to get like a decent pork chop now, you know, maybe it would change my mind. So let us know what yours is, the dinner you dread. 087 798 98 98. We have a voice note in.
Hey 98 FM, it's Amanda from Drogheda. Oh, my worst childhood dinner definitely has to be ground beef burgers, spuds and gravy.
Oh,
I hate it.
Okay, so ground beef burgers, spuds and gravy.
I like burgers, spuds
and gravy. Oh, so do I. That's a really interesting one to dislike.
Although if the burger was like cooked within an inch of its life and then the potatoes were like practically anemic.
Cremated.
Do you know what I mean? You'd be like, oh no, I don't like that now.
There you go, all to do. Amanda's also texting because we were talking about the pork chops, and she said that she's having pork chops today.
Well, Amanda, Godspeed.
Enjoy it. Jessie's been on as well. She says a pork chop not cooked like rubber boots with gravy and onions is absolutely delicious. See, I think I need to broaden my horizons as to how I'm actually having it. Am I going to try it? I don't know.
I don't think so. Unless somebody can send us in some sexy pork chops, like, we're not going to go for it. I used to love when the overnight pot would be out on a Saturday and the beef would go in, or whatever it was. Is it beef or lamb? No, it's beef.
Yeah.
You put in. You'd know you were having a sexy dinner on Sunday.
Into the slow cooker.
See, oh. When I saw that slow cooker out, I'd kind of go, oh yeah, rub your hands together.
Is
here we go.
Is that not a stew though?
No, because the slow cooker would have the big beef, there'd be garlic, there'd be potatoes, there'd be the kitchen sink could be in there at one point.
You're talking about a carvery?
Yeah.
Oh, don't talk to me about a carvery.
Eddie still does it to this day. Whenever I see that slow cooker, I'm like, look at that little sexy appliance sitting on the counter.
Gorgeous. Lee's been on as well, and he says, because I was giving out about the dinners, that I need apparently a good coddle.
Never had a coddle.
Neither have I.
Have you not?
No. And do you know what? I wouldn't be in a rush to get one either, because the look of it puts me off.
If Priory Market had a sexy coddle, I'd have had a taste.
Lee also said that the stock in the coddle has to be white and not brown. I didn't know the coddle was a thing until I was going to say until I moved to Dublin, which would have been 8.5 years ago. I only found out about a coddle, I'd say, about a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no, I've known about a coddle. I've never had it though. Like literally, no. I've never had a coddle in my whole entire life. I'm 38 years of age.
Yeah, I'm not in a rush to either. Just the look of it, like, oh no.
But I don't want the anemic sausage, because I do think that you can get the sausage that's cooked and then they put them in.
That looks better.
Yes.
I'm all about the aesthetics when it comes to a dinner.
And I don't want fat in the bacon.
Ooh.
That makes me
violent. Yeah, get rid of that. Yeah, you're so right.
And even potatoes. a little bit mashed so that I could almost mash them up. And I'm starving.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.